Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where you are on Mother Earth. I'm Master Marilyn, and I am very honored and grateful to lead this blog talk radio program, Love, Peace, Harmony. And the wonderful things that can happen by applying love, peace, and harmony. By singing this beautiful song. So, what I would ask everyone to do, we're going to use what Master Shah calls the four powers. The first one is body power. So please sit straight, put both of your feet flat on the floor, put both hands below your navel, and close your eyes. Where you put your hands is where the light will go. The next one we're going to do is mind power, which is creative visualization. So please focus on the space between your waist and the base of your body and the back half of your body. This space is called the Zhong, Z-H-O-N-G, and it's our core. So everything is there. And visualize it radiating golden light. As you are focused on your Zhong, if the color of light changes or if the light begins to rotate, perfect. Allow that to happen. That is following nature's way. Where you put your focus is where the light will go. The next one will be the sound power. And so the sound power is going to be the song, love, peace, and harmony. And we're going to, the one sentence secret is what you chant is what you become. So as we are chanting, become love, peace, and harmony. Be in that condition. As we are chanting, be in the condition of love, peace, and harmony. The next one is soul power, and that is the say hello greeting. So please repeat after me. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give a healing blessing to and think of a part of your body that you would like to have receive a healing blessing of love, peace, and harmony. Pay attention to how it feels right now. Give it a number value. If there's great intensity, if it feels very painful, that would be a 10. If you hardly notice, that would be a 1. And then there's everything in between. dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony downloaded to all souls in all universes. I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please turn on and radiate love, peace, and harmony to one another. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And what I'm going to suggest is that each one focus on the areas of Mother Earth that are experiencing natural disasters. There are some areas where there are fires. There are some areas where there are floods. There are some areas where there is drought. So there are many areas on Mother Earth that are experiencing this kind of suffering. There are some areas where there have been earthquakes, or sinkholes, where part of the earth just sinks, it just disappears, and there's a huge hole there instead. So Mother Earth is really not feeling very well at the moment. And when we put our attention at these different places, and we ask all of the souls in those particular areas to turn on their love, peace, harmony downloads and to radiate love, peace, and harmony to one another, that will help Mother Earth feel much better. Remember also that there are a quadrillion saints assigned to love, peace, and harmony. So we have lots of help when we chant love, peace, and harmony. There can be huge amount of healing that takes place. And it's Mother Earth, but Mother Earth includes all the little creatures that live under the earth. So if there's been a fire or a flood or an earthquake or something like that, those little creatures have been affected. Many have died. Their homes have been damaged or perhaps even destroyed. And the same is true for the creatures that live above the earth. And, of course, the people. So keep all of this in your awareness as we chant love, peace, and harmony. And when we finish, we will only chant for a little while, but at the end, I'll ask you to share what the experience was like. So continue sitting straight with your feet flat on the floor and your hands below your navel. Your focus at your chin. sorry. Please forgive me. Please join us as we sing Love, Peace, and Harmony together.
And so, Master Marilyn, this is Victoria in Napa.
Oh, yes, I recognize your voice. Welcome, Victoria.
Oh, thank you.
So what was that experience like for you? Or you can share something else also.
Oh, I had a lot to share just from this experience. My back feels more relaxed. It's been my lower back has been a bit tense with sitting a lot, driving computer, and then I was, so that feels much better. It feels more fluid and relaxed.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I imagine many people get tension there.
That's true.
Yeah, the other thing was I felt sort of a gentle release from my solar plexus. Mm-hmm. And I asked what that was, and what I felt was that for myself, because of the power of this song, and as you said, there are quadrillion saints, and also every soul has love, peace, and harmony in it. It holds the song. And so every soul can radiate it to every other soul. And what happened was that I had a release of really moving, of hopelessness for me that I often feel about how the other people and animals, et cetera, are when they're in a very difficult situation. And so I felt that release of hopelessness because I guess I had an even deeper acknowledgement or realization of how powerful and how deep this love, peace, and harmony can affect people. And a sense I've got was that where people are concerned, you know, people very often when they're confronted with or they're in a situation that's difficult, especially if it's sudden, like earthquake or, you know, flooding, leaving their homes, or, of course, the war, people either tend to expand and include others and be helpful with one another, or they could contract and become more fearful and less open to others. And what I found was that this chanting will help those who maybe might be on the fence about which way to go, will help people expand more and embrace others more, and it'll be more, they'll be more inclusive in how they help each other and how they get along and figuring out what to do together, rather than having to contract and be, you know, a single individual or a single family on their own. And I really, it moves me so much because, you know, more people will be better off because of that one thing. It seems really huge.
That is really a beautiful experience that you've had, and thank you so much for sharing it with us. And what you mentioned about the lower back, that is true. That is an experience that many, many, many people have, of pain in that area. People also have pain in the upper back. It's really interesting. It's usually those two go together. But also the other experience you shared of hopelessness. That is so profound, and a lot of times people don't even realize what that emotion is. You know, they'll figure they're being hopeless could lead to depression. Absolutely. It can lead to anger. It can lead to any other response. And when it's possible to identify that, oh, it's really underneath all of it is a feeling of being hopeless, that is so essential. And that's the first step, to know that chanting love, peace, and harmony can transform that is a wonderful treasure. And that the connection you made also of helping other people lifts us out of that hopelessness. So something as simple as chanting, when we are aware of other people and their needs, Mother Earth and her needs, the little creatures and their needs, and we are connecting with them, connecting with love, peace, and harmony for their healing, that it literally lifts us out of our hopelessness. That is such a beautiful and important insight. That's so wonderful that you shared that with us. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I feel very privileged to be part of these calls. They're like an experiment.
Every week is different. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, every week is different. And the possibilities with love, peace, and harmony they're really infinite, because Master Shah gave a jindan. There is a jindan for love, peace, and harmony, a Tao jindan. So truly the possibilities are limited. Plus, to know that we are in the company of a quadrillion saints, I mean, that's just totally beyond my ability to comprehend. But I know it's a lot. Like the stars in the sky and the sand on the beach. Yeah, amazing things can happen. So we once again have come to the end of our time. And so we will say three times, love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. And next week we will meet again at this time, to bring a greater amount of love, peace, and harmony to all souls, which would include ourselves. So between now and then, may your lives be filled with an abundance of love, peace, and harmony. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.